Section 24, Bravo. Profession of Arms. 24.2. The Profession of Arms. No profession asks more of its members than the profession of arms. As stated in our Amerind's Creed, we have answered our nation's call. It is a higher calling, and it comes with a higher standard. General Ronald Fogelman, our 15th Air Force Chief of Staff, once said, "We are not engaged in just another job. We are practitioners of the profession of arms. We are trusted with the security of our nation, the protection of our citizens, and the preservation of its way of life. In this capacity, we serve as guardians of America's future. By its very nature, this responsibility requires us to place the needs of our service and our country before personal concerns." That responsibility was given to each and every airman who raised his or her right hand and swore to support and defend the Constitution of the United States. When we joined our USAF with a sacred oath, we accepted a sacred trust from the American people, one that goes beyond anything else in society. As members of a joint team, our profession is distinguished from others because of our expertise in the justified application of lethal military force and the willingness of those who pay the ultimate sacrifice for our nation. No other profession expects its members to lay down their lives for their friends, families, or freedoms, but it's what our profession readily expects.